Thank you very much for joining us. We begin with breaking news. The main bridge linking Crimea with mainland Russia has been damaged after an explosion. Security camera footage appears to show a huge blast at the Kerch Strait Bridge earlier Saturday morning. Russia's National Anti-Terrorism Committee says it was caused by a truck bomb. Part of the road section of the Kerch Strait crossing has now collapsed, and a fuel tanker train on the rail overpass caught fire. The bridge is a vital supply route for Russia's forces in southern Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin drove a truck across the bridge to inaugurate it in 2018. At the time, it was the only land corridor between Crimea and the Russian mainland. Well, we have two correspondents standing by for us on this story. Rory Challens is in Kyiv. We'll be speaking to him in just a moment. But first, Mohammed Val, who is in Moscow. Mohammed, this is a critical link for Moscow. What is the reaction from the Kremlin?
The reaction we have now is from former President Dmitry Medvedev, who is now the deputy chairman of the National Security Council. He basically said that a little while ago or days ago, one of the Ukrainian officials spoke of the need to strike at that particular bridge. I hope he understands what the retaliatory goals will be. He also said in July, if they hit Crimea, Judgment Day will come for them. So, I mean, this is a very strong reaction from Medvedev and also the Speaker of the State Duma. He described what happened as an act of war on Russia. So very obviously, Russian leadership very angry with what happened. They consider it a terrorist act. And Russia has promised or vowed to react to any type, to this particular type of attack on its what it considers its territory and its interests.
Thank you for that, Mohammed Val, live there in Moscow. Let's get the reaction now from Kyiv. Rory Challens is in the Ukrainian capital for us. Rory, what are the Ukrainians saying about this?
Well, there's a lot of insinuation, but no explicit confirmation that this was the behaviour, the results, the actions of Ukraine's military. The most austere tone, I think, was taken by Mykhailo Podolyak, who's an advisor to the president, Zelensky. Alongside a picture of the burning bridge, he wrote on Twitter, "Crimea, the bridge, the beginning. Everything illegal must be destroyed. Everything stolen must be returned to Ukraine. Everything occupied by Russia must be expelled." Other official Twitter accounts had a bit more fun with this. The Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine had a picture of the burning bridge alongside Marilyn Monroe singing "Happy Birthday, Mr. President." Well, of course, yesterday, Friday, was Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia's 70th birthday. "Sick burn" was the simple comment from another official Ukrainian account. But I suspect that behind this bravado, there is a bit of nervousness in Ukraine about what the response from Russia might be. This is a huge blow to them, both logistically and in terms of psychology as well. Logistically, it makes it very, very difficult for the Russians to supply their troops in the south of Ukraine, fighting against Ukrainian forces there. The use of rail networks is absolutely integral to how Russia's army supplies itself, and taking out that crucial link across the Kerch Strait means that basically it's going to be very, very difficult for those troops fighting for Russia to be supplied. But then, of course, there's a psychological blow. This bridge was effectively the cord that stitched Crimea to mainland Russia and told Russians that these two would be linked forevermore. Well, if this was the Ukrainians, that cord has now been severed. Vladimir Putin said that any attack on Crimea and the other annexed territories was an attack on Russia, and they would use all its means to defend this. We'll have to see how far he's willing to take that.
Rory, thank you for that. Rory Challens, live there in Kyiv. Now, let's just remind you about where the explosion took place. The area in red is under the control of Russian forces and their separatist allies. The Kerch Road and Rail Bridge links mainland Russia and Crimea and is a vital land and route supplying Russia's military in southern Ukraine. Ukrainian forces have been pushing a counteroffensive in the east and in the southern Kherson region. Now, damage to the Kerch Strait Bridge appears to be affecting maritime traffic, too. Tracking websites show a buildup of vessels around the passage. The route is a shipping corridor for Russian ports in the Black Sea to Ukrainian regions under military occupation in the Sea of Azov.